It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
Is your outfit really say who you are? Well, today I am wearing a very cute green exercise top. It's kind of scrunched up, David, you can see in the middle, and it brings out my green eyes, and I absolutely love it. But there's some days, David, where I feel like I'm just not taking the time to put the outfit together that would really help me feel my best. How about you?
I think anything I put on, I just look perfect. That's the guy's view, the lazy guy's view of the world. No, you always look beautiful, and that's one thing we talk about. I mean, every woman is beautiful, and they just need to see it. And so you and I speak about it often, how to do it through diet, health, you know, skincare, etc. But today we've got a guest that talks about how we can empower your beauty through fashion. And Kristen Booker is her name. She's a fashion and beauty blogger behind Fashion Style Beauty. The website's fashionstylebeauty.com. She's been a contributing editor, a freelance writer, and just supplied all kinds of information to all kinds of big names we'll know, like Refinery 29, iVillage. She's had stuff published by Elle and Marie Claire. I mean, she's the go-to person, and I want to bring her on. Kristen, thank you for joining us today.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I was going to sit and spend the whole length of time introducing you, and I realized we got a lot to cover.
Now, Kristen, we really do. I mentioned in the introduction that I'm wearing a green shirt, and I like to do that to bring out my green eyes. How is that an important thing to do to sort of find your colors and then take it from there? Or what are some steps to get started to get what looks best on you?
You know, I have to say, first of all, definitely finding your true color, the color that looks just amazing on you, is so super important. I think that some of the big tips that you want to, you know, some tips that you definitely want to focus on when you think of how to look your best is you want to be your own inspiration board. You want to look at photographs of yourself where you're wearing a color or a shirt or anything that makes you look really great. Find those photographs and put them somewhere where you can look at them getting dressed, because those are a great roadmap to what looks you will be able to rock when you leave your house, and you will feel like $1 million. You can look at photographs of yourself. You can look at your favorite colors. Look at interior design. Is your bedroom all green? Is your bedroom green?
It's not, actually. It's a light, light yellow. But I don't know why I didn't make it green. Our hallway is green. And I love it. I'm like, why didn't I do that?
Yeah. You tend to go to these colors that are soothing, but really, you know, colors that you feel bring out your eyes. Some people really love, you know, different pinks and peaches because it brings out their skin. So you want to look for colors that will, you know, that you're automatically drawn to, and then look at colors around that color. So complementary, so different colors of green.
Okay, I'm guilty of it. I find a favorite color, I'll get a compliment in that shirt, and every time I go to the store, I'll actually try and look for similar ones, and I've found a few of my favorites I've actually now bought twice. So my closet is getting filled. Yeah.
That's a great way to do it. It's, you know, when you find something that works, why fix it if it's not broken, right?
But let me ask you, okay, when I get ready in the morning, my closet is filled. I do enjoy shopping and getting things. So, you know, my closet's full. I mean, what should I look for? Give me some tips that help me look good and do it a little bit quicker. Like, what would be good?
Well, the first thing you're going to need to do is you're going to need to edit your own closet. So you're going to need to take a Saturday or a Sunday. You're going to need to shut the door, throw on some music, and you're going to need to try everything in your closet on to make sure that everything in your closet still loves you back the way you love it, meaning that everything has to fit properly under the armpits, around the
waist. That's a good tip.
Yeah, you have to shop your own closet like an editor. You have to make sure that everything in your closet fits. So those jeans that you may be holding on to as a goal in the future that you wore in high school so many years ago, and you can't fit into them, and you haven't been able to fit into them for 20 years. One, they're out of style now. Even though retro fashion is fantastic, you know, they may not come back as quickly as you'd like them to. Holding on to clothes because they're a goal for you, maybe one or two of those items are fine. But 9 times out of 10, they're going to be out of style by the time you get back into them anyway. So the sentiment value and around it, you may want, you know, it's always better to just donate those clothes and give them to people in need, I think.
And you brought up a good point. As you go through your closet, the key is to donate it instead of just throwing it away, because I love being able to help others. And often, you know, if I'm changing the styles oftener or with my size, you know, it is great to donate them to different groups. Keep going, because I interrupted.
Oh, that's okay. I want to definitely give a shout out for Dress for Success. So women who have suits that are no longer your thing, or they may be size in various sizes, Dress for Success is such a great organization, and it gives suits to women who are just entering the workforce and who really need those clothes because they may not be able to afford them. So
beautiful.
It's a great organization. You definitely want to make sure that your clothes are in good condition.
Mm-hmm.
So anything, now this is where you come into the throw out or throw away bin, is white t-shirts with yellow pit stains, for instance.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have been long gone. They're not in my closet. You're safe.
See, this is good. See, some people just have a hard time saying goodbye, David. They'll hold on to them forever. You want to get rid of things that have obvious damage, so sweat stains. You want to get rid of things that have, if it can be mended, you can take it to your tailor and mend it, or you can just whip a new button on it. But anything that's, you know, have a mending pile, have a giveaway pile, and then have what I like to call the reinvention pile. So let's say you've got a black jacket that you've been looking at it for a while. It's great. It's kind of lost its magic, but you love it and it looks good on you. Switching the buttons out on a jacket will give you a whole brand new jacket. And it costs
$5. Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, you can change the buttons on a jacket, a shirt, a coat, or a pair of pants and make it in a completely different look for about $10, maybe less, depending on where you're buying your buttons. I'm here in New York City, so buttons are a little more expensive because it's New York and everything's expensive.
Well, you know, Kristen, one of the things that drives me crazy is if I'm watching a show, and they have somebody who's trying to lose weight, and they don't really, it's almost like it's a reward, like, when you lose weight, then we'll give you this beautiful dress, or then you can dress nice. But what about in the process? I think no matter what size you are, you deserve to look and feel beautiful. And so let's talk about, for, you know, a larger size gal, what are some good tips on dressing yourself and not waiting until you reach that ideal size, but enjoying your life every moment?
You know, honestly, I agree with you. So I have been that woman before. I just finished losing 83 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my Congratulations.
Thank you. So I have been that woman where people keep saying, oh, my gosh, at the end of it, you'll get this brand new wardrobe. It'll be amazing. You're like, I don't have the money to get a whole brand new wardrobe. And while you're losing the weight, it's really important. You know, like when you're losing the weight, it's really important to look and feel your best. So there are certain pieces while you're losing weight, or if you feel that you have amazing curves and you look fabulous just the way you are, there are key pieces in every woman's wardrobe that are amazing regardless of size. You always need one really good pair of dark rinse denim jeans. Everybody needs them. Every woman needs them at every size. Buy them often. You can buy them at beautiful stores like Torrid. You can buy them at Lane Bryant. You can get a really good pair at American Eagle for pretty much nothing. The Gap has fantastic jeans, but you should always have a pair of jeans that fits at every size, and you can go to thrift stores and get new jeans, but jeans are important. T-shirts and tops that fit can always be purchased for nothing. Like Old Navy is a gold mine for great shirt.
I'm going to cut you off there because we're going to run out of time. First, I got to say, Kristen, we'd love to talk to you more, well, not only on this subject, but even about the loss of weight, because we talk about health and all that all the time. But I appreciate you being on today. You've given us some great tips about editing our closet and getting rid of clothes that don't fit or have problems, and to donate them or updating them just through donating or updating them with new buttons. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful and stay well. Oh,